Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or a roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Penny Gibbs started her new job with lawyer Frank Carter the day before yesterday, he told her that his first case was much more interesting than lucrative. Today, Penny is typing a report when Frank opens the door into the inner office and says...
Oh, Miss Gibbs.
Yes, Miss Carter.
Could you come into my office a minute, please?
Yeah, just a minute.
Never mind the shorthand book and pencil, Miss Gibbs. I'm not dictating today.
All right.
Now, this is something a little more interesting, I think. It's that will case I was telling you about the other day.
Oh, the one that doesn't mean any money.
Well, money isn't everything. Except when I have to pay a bill. Now, sit down, won't
you? Oh, thank you.
Have you thought much about the case, Miss Gibbs?
Yeah. If Mrs. Ainslie is entitled to the money her husband had when he died, I'd like to see her get it.
Well, I'm convinced she had the money coming to her, or I wouldn't have taken the case. And I wouldn't be working on it as hard as I am.
Have you found anything important yet? Anything helpful?
Very helpful, I think. And interesting, I'm sure.
About the company Mr. Ainslie left his money to?
Uh-huh. But more important than that, I've learned that Ainsley was attended by a nurse at the time of his death. In fact, for the last 3 months of his life.
Well, I didn't know that he had a nurse.
Well, this woman was nursing him, shall we say, unofficially, Miss Gibbs. She was doing the poor old dying man a favor. Do you see what I'm getting at?
No, frankly, I don't.
This nurse was Mrs. Mabel Peterson. That mean anything to you?
No, it doesn't.
Well, Mrs. Mabel Peterson, I found out, used to be a registered nurse in a large city out west. But her license was revoked when a patient of hers died under strange and mysterious circumstances.
Mr. Carter, you don't mean that Mr. Ainslie was murdered, do you?
No, no. No, he wasn't. No, that would have come out in the investigation of the will. In fact, a doctor's report showed that Ainslie died quite naturally of the disease he'd been suffering for years, and that death was not induced by any artificial or forceful means.
Well, then what's the importance of Mabel Peterson? Wait a minute, I do know a Mabel Peterson.
Oh, a woman about 45 or 50?
Yeah, about that age. I haven't seen her in a couple of years, but she used to live not far from us.
Uh-huh. I thought you'd remember. Well, now maybe you'll see what I want to talk to you about.
No, Mr. Carter. As you said, Mrs. Peterson nursed Mr. Ainslie not for the money, but as a favor. Well, certainly she wouldn't turn around and do anything to hurt him.
Let me ask you something, Miss Gibbs. Did you know Mrs. Peterson was a former nurse?
No.
Did you know she'd had her license revoked because she allegedly let a patient die?
No, of course not.
Did anybody know that? In Rossville, I mean.
Not that I know of.
And you know almost everyone in Rossville, don't you?
Yes, just about, but I don't...
Miss Gibbs, don't you see? Perhaps Mrs. Peterson did nurse the dying Mr. Ainslie as a favor to an old man. But perhaps she was forced into being a party to something that was not a favor to Mr. Ainslie.
Blackmail?
People with a past are subject to blackmail, Miss Gibbs. And certainly Mrs. Peterson had a past she wanted to hide. She's a respected, well-loved woman in this town, member of the Women's Club, the Civic League. She's not rich, but she's not starving. She's considered forthright and honest, and she's respected by her friends and neighbors.
But, what would they think of her if they knew what you just found out about her?
See what I mean? Wouldn't someone like Mrs. Peterson do anything to keep her past a secret?
Oh, I think there'd be a limit to what anybody'd do.
You think so, but there isn't. I think this Mrs. Peterson is the key to something very interesting. And perhaps the open door to proof that old Mrs. Ainslie is right in thinking she was swindled out of the money her husband left when he died.
I'd like to see the poor woman get it, or what's left of it. But, Mr. Carter, let me ask you something.
Sure.
How did you connect Mrs. Peterson with this?
Well, a lawyer is an investigator sometimes, Miss Gibbs. Especially when he's so poor he can't hire a detective to do a snooping for him. I knew Mr. Ainslie was deathly ill for months. Mrs. Ainslie told me that. So I asked if he had had a nurse or went to a hospital.
And you found out that he couldn't afford a nurse, but that someone in town offered to help him in his last weeks.
That's right. So I asked myself a question. Why would anybody help a dying old man who supposedly didn't have a dime?
You mean that you think people help others for personal gain?
Oh, no, no. This is just a question I ask myself. And I wouldn't have been surprised if I've found out that Mrs. Peterson was just a kindly soul who liked to help her friends.
Well, Mrs. Peterson knew the Ainsley.
No, no, that's just it. She didn't. That's why I began to check back into the past and find out all I could about our Mrs. Peterson. That's when I found out she had been a nurse, but was no longer one because of suspected malpractice. And that's when I began to put two and two together.
Yeah, but look, Mr. Ainsley's money was left to the Larivelle Research Company, not to Mrs. Peterson.
Sure, it was. But the Larivelle Company went out of business 6 months after it received Mr. Ainsley's $10,000. A little investigation uncovered that, too.
You mean there was really no such company?
There was. For the purpose of acquiring money in the manner in which it was taken from poor Mr. Ainsley and his rightful heir, his wife. Then it ceased to exist and cropped up again under another name.
I've heard about such things, but the will was thoroughly investigated by the courts at the time of Mr. Ainsley's death. Everything was in order.
Yes, to all appearances it was. But if poor Mrs. Ainsley had had the money and the voice to take the case to court 6 months later, I think the court would have found far different evidence. Miss Gibbs, I think I can get the truth out of Mrs. Peterson if I confront her with what I know about her.
Yeah, I suppose you could.
You suppose so? I know so.
No, wait a minute. Look, I don't want to be forward or interfere in this, but what would you think about my going to Mrs. Peterson first?
You?
Well, you know why I suggest it, don't you?
Sure. Sure, she'd be far less suspicious of you, somebody she knows, than of me. I'd be a total stranger to her and probably have to admit I'm a lawyer.
Let me go see her, will you?
Do you want to? I mean, do you think you should under the circumstances?
Well,
knowing the circumstances?
Frankly, I think you're wrong about Mrs. Peterson. I think she tended to Mr. Ainsley in his last illness as an act of charity or friendship. Oh, she might have known him slightly.
She didn't know him at all. I checked that.
I see.
Miss Gibbs, I heartily agree it would be a master stroke if you went to see Mrs. Peterson for me, but I want to warn you. If she suspects what you're after, it can lead to danger. Personal danger. For you.
Yeah, don't you worry about that, Mr. Carter. I'm sure Mrs. Peterson is just a kindly woman who means no harm to anybody. But if there is trouble, I'll let you know what hospital I'm in.
Oh, hiya, Penny.
Oh, hello, Johnny.
Where are you going in such a hurry?
Well, I'm a working girl now.
Well, I'm a working boy, but I'm not rushing my legs off.
And what are you doing standing in front of a drugstore? Aren't your drugstore Johnny days over by many years?
Well, every now and then, I come down here and stand and sneak puffs on a cigarette and whistle at the girls and pretend I'm a college boy.
Oh, you idiot.
Well, you walk by and I'll whistle at you just to prove
it. No, you think I still don't like to be whistled at?
I think you like it more than ever now.
No, you don't know how right you are.
Oh, seriously, Tony, I'm waiting for Doc Withers. Going to design a new front for his drugstore here. Well, he's busy now, so I thought I'd come out and enjoy the summer air. Where are you going in such a hurry?
I told you, I'm working.
Yeah, I know, I know. You have two jobs, one with Dr. Judson and one with that young lawyer. Now, which one has you stepping?
Well, right now, I'm going to pay a little visit to a certain person in regard to the Ainsley case.
Oh, now, Penny, I thought Jed and I talked you out of bothering with that thing. It's no case. Everybody knows old Ainsley left his money to that company, and it was a perfectly legitimate will. The old man was in his right mind to the very end.
I don't doubt that. But Mr. Carter has a few ideas that ought to be looked into.
Well, then let him look into them. Make a fool out of himself. You stay out of it, Penny.
I happen to think Mr. Carter has a few very good ideas and lots of new information. And I happen to like the idea that I might be able to help a poor old woman who needs money.
Penny, if you weren't made the laughing stock of Rossville over this, you're going to wind up in trouble. One or the other. depending upon whether or not Mr. Carter knows what he's talking about.
He knows what he's talking about. And I know what I'm doing. And what I'm doing right now is going to see a certain person who may make me more certain than ever that old Mrs. Ainsley has money.
Yes?
Hello, Mrs. Peterson. Do you remember me, or isn't that a very fair question?
Remember you? Why, yes, you're Penny Gibbs. Oh, come in, Penny. Do come in.
Thank you.
Oh, my, but this is a surprise. It's years since I've seen you.
No, it's only about 2 years.
Oh, I'm sure it's been more than that.
Is it really?
Yes, I haven't seen you since I moved out of your neighborhood, and that's been almost 4.
Golly, time flies, doesn't it?
Much too fast. How's your family?
Fine, thank you. My mother remarried, you know.
Oh, yes, I read about that in the paper. She married a fine man. I've always admired Jed Billings, though I never knew him personally.
Yes, he is a fine man, but he's ill now.
I heard something about that, too. Is it serious?
Well, he's in a wheelchair. The doctors say he'll never get out of it.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. How's the rest of the family?
Well, let me see now. Pat's married and has a child, a little girl.
Oh, nice.
But that's the only happy thing about the marriage.
Oh, what a shame. Pat's such a fine young man. But, Penny, I can't get over your coming to see me. Are you here for any particular reason?
No, I just found out the other day that you were living here, and I happened to be in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd drop in.
Oh, I'm awfully glad you did.
You'll have to come see us sometime, too, Mrs. Peterson.
I'd love to, and I will one of these days.
Well, I'll tell the family that you're coming. Oh, how's Mr. Peterson?
Oh, not at all well. He's been working much too hard. I had to make him rest and go out of town for a few weeks.
Well, rest and change of scenery is good for everyone, isn't it?
Oh, it's better than all the medicine money can buy.
Yeah, oh, by the way, Mrs. Peterson, didn't you nurse a man named Sam Ainsley several years ago?
Why, yes, I did, about 5 years ago. Why do you ask?
No particular reason. We were just talking about the Ainsley case the other day, and someone said that you were with him for several months before he died.
The Ainsley case, Penny?
Yes, there was something about a will mix-up after his death, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't think there was a mix-up, Penny. Just what are you getting at, my dear?
Well, nothing. Nothing at all.
I don't see how you can be getting at anything, of course. Mr. Ainsley has been dead a long time, and I think the matter's forgotten, isn't it?
Yes, quite forgotten.
If you'll excuse me, Penny, there are some very important things I have to take care of right away.
Of course, Mrs. Peterson.
Do come again, though, Penny. But phone first, if you will.
Well, Mrs. Peterson certainly changed her tone of voice, didn't she? Do her strange actions mean that young Frank Carter is on the right track and that Penny Gibbs is skirting danger? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Yes, everybody's happy when you go to your neighborhood Kroger store for Kroger cut beef. Your family loves the deliciousness, the juicy flavor of Kroger beef. You love the way it cooks up so perfectly. And your pocketbook loves the fact that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Get some without delay. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to listen Monday, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.